the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hello and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto. Welcome once again. And in this podcast, we've got for you an interview that I did this morning over Google Hangouts for a show that I do called Radio Works, which is hosted by a very nice lady called Marina. And what we've done is we've taken that audio and then we've compressed that and put it into this podcast for you so that you can listen to it as well in case you missed it. So I hope it's useful for you and we'll speak to you on the next one. But in today's session, really what I wanted to talk to you about was about why you should be investing in property. Because, I mean, we're just on the 1st of September today, and for the last 2 months, literally, I've done hardly any work. I've taken on some clients and we've fulfilled some client obligations, but I've done very little in terms of marketing or in terms of having to go out and physically transfer my time into making money, because this is the business model that most people have. You get up and you go to work and you're getting $10 an hour or $20 an hour, but when you stop working, the money stops coming in. And so that for me has always been a problem. I've always hated work. And by the way, if you've got one of those bosses that you hate, that was my inspiration, if you like, for trying to get out of having a normal job, whatever normal is. I don't think getting up and going to work 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, is normal. Like, I've not done that for nearly 15 years. And that's because of my property investment portfolio. So literally for the last 2 months, I've pretty much taken off, certainly 6 weeks to 8 weeks, I've taken that time off work. And the reason why I can do that is because every single month, regardless, money comes in. And the money that comes in is what we call residual income. And that residual income, it comes in every single month. The only thing that I need to do, and there's two things that I need to do to make sure that money keeps coming in. Number one, I've got to make sure that the properties are full, because if the property's empty, that money stops. So my number one priority, as soon as a property comes empty, is to get that property full. Number two is maintenance. And this is a big part that landlords seem to forget. The nicer a property is, the more somebody's going to stay there. And if they then do decide to move out of that property, the nicer it is, the quicker you're going to get it rented again. And so effectively, if I can just manage those two things incredibly well, and bear in mind, I live in Spain like 90% of the time, and all of my properties are over in England. And so there's no excuse. We have people and literally they're like a few minutes away from the property and it's empty all the time. Like, what are you doing? If we can manage this from overseas, then you can manage it when you're local. But this is the key. You're coming up to the end of the month, and all you have to do if you're running out of money is wait until the 1st, because then all the rent comes in again. And then you can allocate the money to pay your mortgages, to pay any debts that you've got, to pay the maintenance and so on. And then any money that you've got at the end of that is yours to spend on whatever. I spend mine on the villa here in Spain and on flights going back to the UK, and we have nice cars and that sort of thing. But unfortunately, too many people seem to think that going out and earning money is a bad thing. And it's ridiculous. I mean, it's like there's so much you can do with money. And I know people go, well, money doesn't make you happiness. It doesn't, but it buys you a jet ski. That can make you happy. It can remove the bills that are coming in each and every month and you're panicking because you haven't got the money. It can free you out of work so that you can no longer have to be out there working. You can just go and take some time off. You can do what we do, which is we get backpacks and we hand them out to homeless people, especially coming up to sort of winter now. With start of September, it starts to get cold in the UK. And so we're about to start doing that again in a lead up to Christmas. We couldn't do that sort of thing if we had a 9-to-5 job. And if we could, it would be very difficult. I mean, I've got 3 children, so it makes it even harder, right? But the fact now that I've got this time off means that I can plan to go out and help other people. And so you're absolutely right. Money doesn't make you happy. But what it does do is it empowers you to be able to go out and not only help yourself and your family and your children, it helps you to go out and help our brothers and sisters, those people who are down on the luck, maybe homeless, or maybe people who have a disability, or people just going through really hard times right now. And by the way, if that's you and you're going through a hard time right now and you can't seem to find a way out, my advice is always go help someone. Because in you giving that help, you will get that help back. Marina, have you got any questions that you'd like to ask?
I'm here. I was just reflecting on what you said. Money, personally, don't make me happy. But I witness a lot of people getting very happy around me, and that makes me happy. So it's almost like a ripple effect, because who likes poverty? Who likes to be chained to a situation where they have no exit? Who likes to be struggling instead of celebrating life? So I think what the freedom of having a successful business does is not only the freedom to treat the people you love, your family, and help others, but also gives you the freedom or the gift of time.
Yeah.
Because I think it's nothing more precious than being with the people you love when they and have quality time. Like you spend a lot of time with your beautiful family, and that makes you very, very powerful inside, knowing that they love me, I need their love, and there is nothing in between. But unless you spend that quality time with the people you love, it's very hard to help them.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, the word for me that you used there was empowerment. So, like, I have a responsibility, not just for myself, and actually not just for my family, but I have a responsibility for society to go out and help other people who are in a worse position than I am. And sometimes that's not a financially worse position, sometimes it's mentally. We were talking to a guy just last month, and he was thinking about ending his life. And he's now not thinking that, you know. And if we weren't in this position to be able to go out and help people, then he could have ended his life. And so we have a responsibility to give back. And it's not just to society, obviously it's not. It's to your children. And for me, you know, of course we can pass some of that wealth down to my children. But more important than that wealth, like money and assets, is this mindset for the children to understand that you can be, do, or have anything that you want, given the right education, the right mentoring, and the right attitude, you can accomplish anything. Forget all those people who say you can't get there, it will never happen for you. You know, the number of times that people told me I live in a dream world, and I'll tell you, they were absolutely right. The world I live in today is a dream world that I dreamed, like 25 years ago, I dreamed of this world, you know? And I went out and created it. And property, you know, it can create problems and difficulties. We just had a cannabis farm, for example, in one of my properties. And let me just close this window, by the way, because there's lots of, crickets outside making noises. So... But we had a cannabis farm in one of my properties, and the cannabis farm, and you're like, oh no, and it's cost £3,000-£4,000 to fix. But you know what? In 10, 20 years time, I'm not going to remember the cannabis farm. But what I am going to remember is that property will have paid, and it pays about £500 a month right now. But in 10 years time, that'll be what? £700-£800 a month. The mortgage is still like £100 a month. And so what we have is the mortgage stays the same, but the income increases. And this is what property will do for you. You go through tough times to begin with. That's the whole point. Because if we didn't, everybody would be multimillionaire property owners. But they're not. And they're not because they get stuck at this very starting point, this first problem, a cannabis farm, a tenant's not paid, a tenant has damaged some property, you know, some furniture and so on. And so people just sell up and they leave. And I've met people like that. We had a guy in London, a friend of mine, and he sold his flat in London about 10 years ago for like £100,000. He's thinking that was a lot of money back then. And of course, you can't get a flat for less than £200,000. And he missed out. It's gone up.
Make it £500.
Yeah, that's crazy. And he totally regrets that now. Now, I'm not saying that you should just buy property and never sell. That's not what I'm saying, because I know people who have said that and they've gone bust because they didn't sell at the right time or they were buying the wrong stuff. But as you go through life, you have to be adding to the assets in your portfolio. And what that means is that a property is an asset. If you own a taxi company and you've got five cars, each one of those vehicles is an asset being something that puts money in your pocket. You should be adding one new car every month, every week, every year, whatever that is comfortable for you. Because the more assets that you add onto your portfolio, the more income comes in each month. And the more income...
I like the analogy you made, but because a car, the minute you drive it off from the showroom, is losing its value, where a property, the more you keep it, bricks and mortar, they go up in value, like wine, like so many other things that they become a very valuable asset in time. So I remember that I had a friend and she bought her property for £3,000 before I was born.
Wow.
back in the 60s. So now she had the valuation, and when they told her that is 1.8 million,
wow.
She called me to ask if she's reading that correctly. I have a piece of paper here from these people, and they're saying it's worth 1.8 million. Is that true? Is that possible? So, you see, it's like knowledge. The more you practice, the more you understand how to use that knowledge. Because specialized knowledge comes from experience. And experience is something, let's say something happens in an earthquake like was recently in Italy, or something really horrible happens and you lose everything, but nobody can take away your knowledge.
Yeah.
And that knowledge, especially in bricks and mortar, if you learn it in England, you can go anywhere in the world and it will be absolute easy. You know, it's very interesting how you go to any other country, let's say Vietnam or any country, you name it, doesn't matter what continent, and you apply what you learn here, and it's all so easy because they don't know. They don't have that type of knowledge. They don't understand what is possible. And especially when you start buying properties in Europe, it's very easy then to buy anywhere in the world. Not that I recommend that, but I'm just saying that specialized knowledge is valid.
Yeah.
So tell me, Daniel, what happened since last we spoke? I know you had a great time and you enjoyed. I know you've been with your beautiful family and the children are making your dream even better.
Yeah.
So what's happening on the property market that is different?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So in the property market right now, obviously we've had Brexit, and so the prices have dipped a little bit. So like some people go, they start panicking as soon as prices dip. And so we use something called cost averaging. And basically cost averaging is if you've got £1 million to invest and you spend that £1 million in one go, you've invested at a specific price. Okay. But if the prices are dropping, not only are you going to lose money because the prices are dropping, but you've missed out on the opportunity of buying at a lower price. And so the fact we've exited Europe, we are supposed to exit Europe, whether it happens or not is anyone's guess, quite frankly. And despite the fact that prices are dropping, and despite the fact that people are running, panicking, you know, it's crazy. All you need to do is just slow down, just think about it, be consciously aware instead of being panicking, and stop reading the newspapers and keep buying. Because eventually, it might be in 10 years' time, these properties are going to start going up. So instead of spending £1 million today, spend £1 million once every month. You know, 10 properties at 100 grand, do it over 12 months. And what will happen is, you know, you see some properties going cheap and some properties going more expensive. But when you cost average those, you'll have ended up buying lower as an average than you would have done if you spent £1 million just on day one. So that's the first thing that's happening. And it's like lots of people are panicking, and they're panicking because of the media. The media's job is to make people panic, because that's how they sell the media. That's how they sell newspapers, you know. You never see a happy headline on the front of a Daily Mail here in the UK. They only have four headlines. They've got some super drug. Usually it's What's it called? Where as you get old, you forget to remember. You can't remember. Alzheimer's disease. So usually on a Daily Mail, they have an Alzheimer's miracle drug. They have Princess Diana, usually on the front page. They have house prices on the front page, or they have immigration on the front page. Either one of those four are all designed to sell newspapers. They're not designed to educate the general public. They're not designed to inspire or motivate you in any way, shape or form. They're simply there to sell the newspapers. So stop buying that stuff. Turn the BBC off, which is completely biased. Get rid of Sky News. And if you're in America, get rid of Fox News. I mean, it's crazy. We watch some of those TV programs and we're gobsmacked by the stuff that comes out. And so they're not there to educate you in any shape or form. Your education needs to come from podcasts and from books, from people who are actually doing it, not from people who are a journalist earning a salary because they can't go out and make money on their own. So that's the first thing that you've got to do. Stop listening and taking in that stuff. And download all my podcasts, for example. We've got some great interviews on there. You want to start investing in property, then you can do that from those podcasts. And so we've got some really good stuff. So that's the first thing, is stop panicking if prices are dropping in your area. It's not a disaster, it's an opportunity. Because if prices are dropping, it means you can go in and negotiate even lower prices, because some of those people who are having to drop prices are motivated sellers, which means you can start to buy, you know, stuff cheaper. The second thing that's happening, and it's been happening a while, is that rents are going up. Rents are shooting up, and they're going to continue to shoot up. We've got this problem right now in England where we're about to get taxed on the interest against the mortgage, whereas before we used to be able to offset that. That's going to stop happening over the next 4 years. And so what's happening is two things. One is landlords are either going to sell up because they can't deal with the tax anymore and it's not profitable for them to do that. Or number two is we're going to put rents up. Either one of those means that rents are about to go up. So now's a great time to buy. Even if you buy a 200 grand house and it drops to 150 in the next 5 years, who cares? As long as the rent is coming in each and every month, because we are what we call monthly investors. We like cash flow because we don't need £1 million in a bank to be a millionaire lifestyle. We need 10,000, 20,000 pounds in the account every single month. And so that's what we get. We get all this money coming in each month. And so if we want to go out and get a Ferrari, we can go get a Ferrari because it's £1,000 a month. And we utilise the money that comes in from the properties to go buy that stuff. As it happens, we're not into that stuff anymore. We're into, like, you know, paying down mortgages and helping other people. Maybe it's an age thing. I'm 44 now. Maybe I'm past all that. I don't know. Maybe it's...
So, Daniel, you are saying that forget the news from the media.
Yeah.
Make your own news.
Yeah, and absolutely.
When you're talking about the four top subjects, make sure you have quality time in your life so you never get to need that medication.
Yeah.
And then remember, when it comes to celebrities, what we learn from them, because it's another topic you mentioned. So it was wealth, health, and then it was celebrity style. So they focus on that.
Yeah.
But one thing we can learn from celebrities is to leave a legacy. And then lastly, when they talk about immigration, remember that each one of us is migrating from one place to another, from a place of pain to a place of joy, from a city to a town, from a country to another. So it's always a question of, where do you want to go next? Where are you migrating next? And that takes a very healthy mindset. You have to know what you want, and you have to, like, exactly like you did, when people are calling you a dreamer, you listen to your own dream, you turn that dream into a vision, and you deliver the vision. And now you are living the dream. And it's the only way. Make the news, migrate to a better place, take it slowly. Don't jump with a parachute. And remember, your mind works exactly like a parachute and works better when it's open.
Yeah.
From both of us, until next time, is goodbye.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.